It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Mark, where have you been? You're drunk. Ooh, what dwarf mind did you crawl out of this time?
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
They were thoughtful and kind when they invited me to drink, a lone human among hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. Brew a strong, my glass never empty, as in time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there.
Sir, you're right.
Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
You may wonder how it all happened.
Well, yes.
Well, I'm still wondering what happened to. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end.
Oh, dear, they
don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.
When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables, and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head, it was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover.
Probably not.
From the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again. At least till I see them next year.
Woo! Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
No, don't go drinking with hobbits. You'll have a grand time all night long.
But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.
Welcome back to another edition of the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic geek musician, your podcast host, and I had a great time at Dragon Con a couple weeks back. In fact, I was sitting there talking with Mikey Mason. Mikey Mason does geek comedy rock, and we were talking about branding, how to brand your music, and we were both in the same position. We both like the term geek music. However, right now there's a big thing going around for nerd music. Now, there's not much difference. There's really no difference at all between geek music and nerd music. It's a preference, I guess. There's a musical genre called nerdcore, which is really popular. And most of it is a sort of a hip-hop with nerdy lyrics. MC Lars, I think it is the person who coined the phrase, or at least the main person you think about when you hear about nerdcore. But, again, Mikey and I, we're all into the idea of geek music. Both of us are questioning, you know, should we try the idea of nerd music instead? Use that as a marketing term instead of geek music. I don't know. Certainly, I'd love your thoughts on the topic. Whatever the case, we're going to play a lot of nerd or geek music today in the podcast. And we kicked it off with my song, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. It's from my same titled album. And I put that on this show because September 22nd is Hobbit Day. And I am playing a Hobbit drinking song show on Concert Window. It is 100% free. You can watch it from anywhere in the world, and I'd love you to come join me. But one of the things that struck me also about Hobbit Day is that September seems to be the Celtic geek month in general. September 17th is halfway to St. Patrick's Day. September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. September 22nd is Hobbit Day. Actually, September 17th through 24th is Tolkien Week. So there's a whole lot of geekiness to celebrate this month. And that said, I am hoping that I can get 100 people saying that they're interested in attending my Hobbit drinking song show. I mean, I get like 400 to 700 people at Dragon Con. So surely we can pull in 100 people interested. And this is all on my Facebook event page. I'm going to try to spread the word about it and using that as the main means of doing it. So if you're interested in helping out, then go share the event page and the video as well. And let's see if we can get the word out. But we're not going to sit here talking the whole time. This is a music show. And next up is Tom Smith, since September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Why don't we have Tom Smith sing about Talk Like a Pirate Day from his album, Greatest Hits.
Most days are like all of the others. Go to work, come back home, watch TV. But brother, if I had me druthers, I'd chuck it and head out to sea. For I dream of the skull and the crossbones. I dream of the great day to come, when I dump the mundane for the old Spanish main and trade me computer for rum. Arr to me, yo ho, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. When laptops are benches, God gave us for wenches, and a sail ain't a low price to pay. When timbers are shivered and lilies are livered and every last buckle is swashed, we'll abandon our cars for a ship full of R's and pound back the grog till we're sloshed, yo-ho.
Hey, anybody seen me keys?
Just off the coast of Florida, matey, arr.
Don't pick up your phone and say hello. Our 10 o'clock meeting's delayed.
You scrunch up your face and you bellow. Avast, you've been bleeding belayed.
You can't keep this fun to yourself, I bet. So sing,
I-R-A,
every man.
We ain't got much grasp of the alphabet,
but a damn good retirement plan. To me, yo-ho, yo-ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Whatever's in fashion is in for a thrashing, and being polite is passé. When it's every man's duty to grab his proud beauty and let out a hearty yo-ho. And if this offends you, hold your breath as we send you to Davy Jones' locker. You go yo-ho.
Hey, where is Davy Jones' locker anyway?
Right near Monkey Island, matey.
We'll tell every banker he'd to unweigh anchor by latte with pieces of eight. We'll fight to be chosen as cap'n or bosun, the loser, of course, his worst mate. When we hoist Jolly Roger, the landlubber's dodger, we fill him with loathing and fear. We'll plunder and pillage each city and village,
or at least clean out Walmart of beer. Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to Iron Chef Pirate. Let's see the secret ingredient. It's barnacles!
Oh, there'll be some cutting-edge cuisine.
Hold still, Polly. I need this for me salad.
Alas there, me bucko, you need carrot shavings.
Oh, carrot.
Carrot. but, Captain, I be an Atkins.
Oh, aye.
Moron.
And you, what are you doing with that salmon?
I'm grilling it on a hunk of cedar. What do you think?
You can't do that in a Japanese stir fry, you bilge rat.
Oh-ho, you never heard of walking the plank?
There ain't no computing or morning commuting. No parking lot full signs for me. No lawns to be mowing or bills to be owing. I'm knowing the pull of the sea. The fresh salty brace of the wind on my face through hurricanes, sunshine, or squalls. I'm keeping my eyes on the distant horizon. Horizon can hold all my calls.
To wear a red coat full of buckles, to earn a few dueling scars. Well, at least we can get a few chuckles by filling the office with ours. And maybe we'll never get closer than watching them on the big screen. So here's to old Errol and Depp as Jack Sparrow and every damn one in between. To me, yo ho, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. That time in September when sea dogs remember that grown-ups still know how to play. When wenches are curvy and dogs are all scurvy
and a software patch covers your eye.
To hell with our jobs, for one day we're all swabs and buccaneers all till we die. So hoist up the mainsails and shut down your brain cells, they only would get in the way.
Avast there, me hearty, we're having a party.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yo-ho!
All right, me buckos, we've got a new retirement plan.
What's it called, Captain?
A 401R.
Nice office, matey. Who designed it?
An architect. I've got to stop at the store on me way home.
Where are you going, Target?
No, Marshall Fields.
Incoming message, Captain.
Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Romeo.
Whose side are they on?
Our side, of course. Now you're pushing it.
Oh, so I've gone too far.
Created a monster, I have.
Spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itty bitty spider climbed again.
She would not let the elements distract her from her goal. The purpose of the struggle was embedded in her soul. Now see the sunshine down on beasts, on women and on men, and see the itsy bitsy spider climb again.
Climb again, climb again.
She would not let misfortune stop her doing what she can.
But the old legs number two of four are eight of ten. They like that itsy bitsy spider climb again.
This itsy bitsy metaphor's a lesson to us all. We cannot be defeated if we rise each time we fall. And if you think this story's one you heard too long ago, well then think about some other ones you know.
You've heard the tale of Sisyphus, you've heard about Jack and Jill. It's such a potent image going up and down a hill. So every time you fall or lose a lover or a friend, be like that itsy bitsy spider, climb again.
Climb again, climb again. She would not let misfortune stop her doing what she can.
Whether your legs number two or four or eight or ten, be like that itsy bitsy spider, climb again.
Perhaps you think this allegory goes a bit too far. Climbing up a pipe is not like reaching for a star. So whether it's a mountain or a waterspout you climb, you've come this far, bear with us one more time.
It could be said that each of us climbs up a water spout. The downward pull of gravity is not what it's all about. The upward pull of hope is what will save us in the end. Be like that itsy bitsy spider. Climb again.
Climb again. Climb again.
Oh, never let misfortune stop you doing what you can.
Whether your legs number 2 or 4 or 8 or 10, be like that itsy bitsy spider. Climb again, climb again, climb again. Never let misfortune stop you doing what you can. Whether your legs number 2 or 4 or 8 or 10, be like that itsy bitsy spider. Climb again.
Oh, the future is grand. The future is great. The politicians get along so well they almost never debate. The economy's strong and continues to grow. So there's just one thing remaining that I've gotta know. Where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? World peace is great, so is the cancer vaccine. But where's my fundamental futuristic flying machine? Where's my flying car? Oh, the future is fun. The future is swell. There's a Starbucks hotel on every corner that sells water as well. We got flights to the moon, vacations on Mars, but there's something more important than a trip to the stars. Where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? Got my replicated 5-star gourmet meal, but where's my automatic aerobatic automobile? Where's my flying car? Oh, the future's a thought. The future's a door. We got warp drive, convention elevators to the party floor. We got perfect clones, an artificial womb, an antiseptic android who can clean our rooms. But where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? I checked with Top Gear and in Detroit and Japan, but where's my super stylish Ripley soaring seagull sedan? Where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? Then again, with my luck, knowing just where I am, I'll be gridlocked in a vertical vehicular jam. Where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? Where's my flying car? Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Unsure if I'm a vampire. Before I take a drink, I wonder, should I be biting her when you kill my friends out in the pale moonlight? I wonder, am I a creature of the night? I wonder, how am I gonna eat when the sun rises this morning? How am I gonna eat when your blood sucked dry? How am I gonna eat when my teeth grow long and pointy? Rat need. When I'm hungry, how am I gonna eat? The way you used to stab all the vampires' backs, they disappeared into ash, a fetish that I can't ignore. Like the wood stakes in your dresser drawers, the hours that you spend working out and kickboxing make me wish that we were necking. I wonder how am I gonna eat when Buffy no longer loves me? How am I gonna eat when the writers kill me? How am I gonna eat when the goth scene is too depressing? Lined up like Mr. T in a spin-off series, how am I gonna eat? How am I gonna eat? How am I gonna eat when Buffy's raining? Remember me as the living dead, living dead. How am I gonna eat when they typecast me?
Did you see the movie Valentine?
How am I gonna eat? How am I gonna eat? How am I gonna eat?
After Tom Smith was Rambling Sailors with Mary Ellen Spider from Ports of Call, then came Where's My Car by Bill and Brenda Sutton from their album And They Said It Wouldn't Last, and finally Angel's Lament by Brobdingnagian Bards from our album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. And incidentally, we have a new Ludicrous Drive. This is the USB album that we release, and it features all 13 of our albums, plus videos, a whole bunch of live concerts, and it's all on a spiffy laser-engraved wooden USB drive. Oh, and Andrew McKee, who finally has a mailing list at andrewmckee.com. You can go sign up there. But he also has a new album out called The Irish Bard, and we're selling the Ludicrous Drive along with his album. You can get a physical copy of his album by following the link in the show notes at pubsong.com. Kilted Kings launched our Kickstarter for Name on My Soul. We hit our initial goal. Now we're just about $204 away from our stretch goal. So we're getting close to helping to pay the bills, which are basically cover the cost of actually mixing and mastering the CD. The album, I was just covering the physical cost of printing it, but now I want it helped to be able to hire a babysitter so I can get some of this stuff taken care of. If you want to find out more about the songs on the album, go check out the Kiltfather podcast, kiltfather.com. And I have a list of the tracks that are on the album and why they are so important to me. I spent about 30 minutes chatting about it because basically these songs, most of the songs on the album are original Celtic songs, Celtic-inspired songs, and I'm really excited about it. So go check that episode out over at KiltFather.com. Finally, I want to thank all of my patrons. You are awesome. And inspired by the growing success of my fan club, it's been growing a lot in the past few weeks, and I'm really excited. I set up my first milestone in over a year. It's a 30-minute morning concert on Facebook Live with songs picked by my patrons. So it's going to be 100% free, of course, and I think we're only about $24 away from that goal, which is really easy to reach. It costs as little as $1 per month to become a patron, and you'll get bonus blogs, podcasts, videos, and lots more. I've been developing what I share with you, and I think you'll like it. So go check it out. A big thanks to our newest patrons, Scott Mealy, Blair Holly, Carrie Komai, David C. Newport, Russell Thorns, Scott and Melanie Weinhusen, and Beth Copenhaver. I hope you will become a patron today because music is happiness. Now, the music that I'm playing in the show are by a lot of my friends that I know from cons and Renaissance festivals and whatnot, and the Blibbering Humdingers, who are up next, the other big name B word band. They are a wizard rock band. I think they're out of North Carolina or South Carolina, I forget which. But they have an album called Free Awkward Hugs and do a lot of geeky songs too. This is a song called Natural 20. Here's the Blibbering Humdingers.
We're surrounded by an army of undead. A cleric down to minus five. A rabid hobgoblin gnawed off the fighter's head. But we knew with luck that we would survive. Natural 20, I can move mountains. I can swim across the sea. In full armor, fight off a horde of zombies. Natural 20, I can slay dragons with a short sword and a sling. Natural 20, you're all I need. With a short sword and a sling, natural 20, you're all I need. And after the battle, we went to the inn to relax a while. We spent all our treasure on gambling and women and booze. My dwarf made a pass at the barmaid, we think that she might have smiled. But the halfling had too much to drink and threw up on my shoes.
So, really, I'm going to try to ask out the barmaid.
Okay, make a charisma check. What's your bonus?
I don't have a charisma bonus. I mean, nobody puts points in charisma unless they're a sorcerer or a bard. That's just lame. Besides, I've got a dwarven war belch. Who needs charisma when you've got a dwarven war belch?
Okay, make your roll. But you're at a minus two because of the halfling vomit.
All right. Sweet.
Natural 20, I can be charming. I can get my drinks for free. I wink at wenches and pick up a barmaid or three. Natural 20, take down beholders with a toothpick and some string. Natural 20, you're all I need. Natural 20, I can move mountains. I can swim across the sea in full armor and fight off a horde of zombies. Natural 20, I can slay dragons with a short sword and a sling. Natural 20, you're all I need.
Mm-hmm.
it's hot as hell out there, and the suns, they bake the streets, but it's cool in here, in this cantina where we meet. The room is full of faces I've never seen before. I guess folks look strange when you run away from home. It's pretty rough in here. There's a guy who pushed me around. On my friend he laid a hand, and it ended on the ground. Then we met a hairy beast, and his partner's name is Han. And they've got a ship that shined in the Castle Run. I left all the talking to Obi-Wan, and though he's old, I think he's the only one who gets light up when he says my father's name. Docking Bay 94, that's where we're gonna meet. And they'll take me off of the dune sea. See, my family is gone, and there's nothing left for me. On this wasted wasteland, they call Tatooine. Say we're off to save a princess. I never dared to dream or even think it. She'll be so pretty, I bet I won't be able to resist her. Then my luck's been so bad, mister. She'll probably end up being my own sister. Docking Bay 94, that's where we're gonna meet. The docking bay, and the ship's a hunk of junk, and I'm worrying if I'll have to ride in the trunk. Then some troopers shoot at us, and I'm wondering what for, and Han guns it and blasts us out of docking bay 94. Docking bay 94, that's where it all began. Same after docking Bay 94.
someone else, I'd say hi, but I stall. If I could just be cool like Han Solo, if I could misbehave like Captain Now, if I could just be happy, smooth as Lando, I could get a grip on life somehow. Life would simply rule if I could be Han Solo.
Doctor Who? eccentric old man with long hair, funny clothes, and a cane in his hand. Traveling the universe with other people coming with him, like Ian and Barbara and assorted young women. He can take you any place at any point in time, but the TARDIS can't exactly stop on a dime. Tell him where you want to go and he'll say yes, my dear. I hear the planet Scarrow is nice this time of year. Alternately, maybe you prefer to arrive 100,000 years ago to see the Flintstones live, or perhaps you'd like to see an Aztec sacrifice. Just be careful that you don't get too involved in their rites. He's had all these companions, and what no one understands is when you tag along with him, you take your life in your hands. The doctor can regenerate, so he won't die yet. I'd like to see you try that. Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who? What is his name? And why is it such a secret anyway? And why did he leave his home planet Gallifrey? Why'd he come to Earth, and is he on the lam in an interstellar witness protection program? Did his family disown him? Did they try to clone him? Or did they send him back to when the natives might stone him? And how many licks does it take to get to the center of the TARDIS? Who is the doctor? A renegade time lord cruising round in a broken down interstellar Ford. The police box originally worked as a disguise, but not so much past about 1965. It's a stolen antique type 40 that's prone to go wherever, cause it kind of has a mind of its own. Sometimes it appears right where he wants it to, other times in the middle of a Dalek barbecue. He's made many enemies from folks who have met him. By now I think the whole universe is out to get him. He's traveled far and wide, so he's not safe anywhere. You think the Daleks are bad, you should meet Robespierre. So who is the doctor? That's the big question. He's the leading cause of alien indigestion. A man of mystery, and that's all we really know. But also, he's the star of the show. Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Who is the doctor? Doctor who?
After the blibbering humdingers was Aurelio Voltaire, or as I call him, Voltaire, his first name he's finally using. That was a song he wrote called Docking Bay 94. It's from his album, Bitrectual. I do love that song. Go check that out. And then came Mikey Mason, the man himself, with his track Han Solo Cool from his album Barbarian Jetpack. And I have an idea that might work with him. Internet-based, kind of cool. If you want to find out more about it, you can go become a patron. It's a secret thing that I'm just sharing right now for patrons. So go check it out. Markgun.net to become a patron. Finally, that was Devo Spice with Who is the Doctor from his album, I Am the Doctor. That is his album entirely of Doctor Who music. And as you can see, Devo Spice is part of that nerdcore musical genre because he does comedy hip hop. And the music is just fantastic. I love Devo Spice. I love this album. It's the one album I listen to the most of his, actually. So those are a small sampling of some of the geek and nerd music that's out there. I hope to share some more in the future. But in the meantime, continuing on with the Doctor Who thread, I'm going to finish up this show with my song, Doctor of Gallifrey, from my album, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you again next month. Oh, and don't forget the Hobbit Drinking Song Show, September 22nd, Hobbit Day. Talk to you later. Sláinte.
Doctor went back in time, confident and clever. Doctor went where he planned, well, hardly ever. Doctor goes off again with his new gal today. Strictly platonic, it's Doctor of Gallifrey. Face all the dangers, Doctor of Gallifrey. Don't blink at angels, Doctor of Gallifrey, dressed like a cricket man and on some celery. Who's your designer? A doctor of Gallifrey. Doctor wears jackets colored like toucans. Doctor wears bow ties. He says they're cool, man. Flies a police box. Time lords get in the way. Play your recorder, a doctor of Gallifrey. You see the master, doctor of Gallifrey. Run a bit faster, doctor of Gallifrey. The honeymoon suite made Amy and Rory's day. Check out his unit, a doctor of Gallifrey. Doctor has fought with Daleks and Autons. Doctor has saved all the worlds that he's fought on, except for the one that he screwed up royally. Tell me now, Doctor, what happened to Gallifrey? Travels through time space, Doctor of Gallifrey. Sometimes regenerates, Doctor of Gallifrey. Doesn't that scarf get hot, or does it get in the way? Have a jelly baby, oh, Doctor of Gallifrey. Take on the Cybermen, and be he not afraid. And as with Microsoft, avoid the upgrade. They will delete, or possibly something worse, just like the Borg from that other universe. Silence attack again, Doctor of Gallifrey. Daleks are back again, Doctor of Gallifrey. If there's no handicap ramp, they will exterminate, wipe them from time itself. It's Doctor of Gallifrey. Rose is the bad wolf, Susan will keep her wits. K-9's a robot, Harry has big eyes. River's reverse, Captain Jet goes every way. Here's two companions of Doctor of Gallifrey. Martha's a doctor too, Doctor of Gallifrey. So he's as smart as you, Doctor of Gallifrey. Jamie, where's your trousers? I think that they are in the way. Please take me with you, a Doctor of Gallifrey.
Couple things before we finish. Would you like to get a short email from me every week or two where I tell you what's new with my music and share some cool Celtic and geek things that I find online, plus get a free album of my music? If you want to receive that, sign up at CelticTop5.com. That's the number 5. A special thanks to my Gunrunners on Patreon. You can support my music and podcasts for as little as $1 per month. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. If you enjoyed this episode, then please post a review on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. As always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.